Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the fifth Sunday of Lent, March 22nd, 2026. Our gospel passage today is from the Evangelist John, where he writes, "When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, he fell at his feet and said to him, 'Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.' When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, 'Where have you laid him?' They said to him, 'Sir, come and see.' And Jesus wept." Today's gospel brings us to one of the most human and most revealing moments in all of Scripture. Jesus wept. Two words, but within them is the heart of God. We are standing at the tomb of Lazarus. Martha has already spoken her faith. Now Mary comes. She falls at the feet of Jesus, the same place where she once listened to him in love. And she speaks the words that grief often repeats. "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." It is not an accusation as much as it is a sorrowful confession. "I trust you. I believed. And yet this happened." How many hearts carry that same prayer? "Lord, if you had been here, my loved one would not have died. This relationship would not have ended. This illness would not have come. This suffering would not be mine." And what does Jesus do? He does not correct Mary. He does not explain suffering. He does not offer a theological lecture. Rather, he weeps. This moment is astonishing. The one who will raise Lazarus in a few minutes cries. Why? Because Jesus does not stand outside our suffering. He enters into it. The gospel tells us he was perturbed and deeply troubled. The Greek suggests something stronger. He was shaken, moved by his depths, almost angered by the reality of death. Death was never a part of God's original design. It is the great wound of the human story, the sign that something in creation is broken. And Jesus stands before the tomb not as a distant miracle worker, but as one who loves. He loved Lazarus. He loved Martha. He loved Mary. And love always weeps when it encounters loss. This is our first consolation today. God is not indifferent to your suffering. He sees, he feels, he grieves with you. Before Jesus raises the dead, he shares the tears of the living. Yet there is another layer to this gospel. Jesus had delayed coming. Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. The situation seems beyond hope. Martha has already said what many of us feel. "Lord, if you had been here." Sometimes God seems late. Prayers appear unanswered. Healing does not come doors remain closed. But in the gospel, Jesus' delay is not neglect. It is preparation for something greater. What looked like absence was actually purpose. And this is the second invitation today. Faith trusts God, even when his timing hurts. Mary and Martha thought they were asking for healing. Jesus came to give resurrection. We often ask God to fix our problems, but he wants to transform our lives. Then comes the moment of power. Jesus says, "Take away the stone." Before the miracle, someone must move the obstacle. Martha protests, "Lord, but how can we do this now? There will be such a stench." In other words, it's too late. It's too far gone. Don't open that. How often we say the same thing to God. Don't touch that memory. Don't ask me to forgive that person. Don't ask me to hope again. Don't open that part of my life. But resurrection requires exposure. Grace works where we allow God to enter. And so the stone is taken away. Then Jesus cries out, "Lazarus, come out!" And the dead man walks out, not by his own strength, but by the voice of the one who is alive. The story does not end there. Lazarus comes out, but he is still wrapped in burial cloths. Jesus tells the community, "Untie him and let him go." Resurrection is God's work, but freedom often involves others. This is the mission of the church, to help one another live the new life Christ gives, to remove the wrappings of fear, of shame, of resentment, of despair. We are called to be a community of unbinding. As we move towards Holy Week now, this gospel asks each of us three quiet questions. First, where is the tomb in my life? What feels dead? A relationship? A dream? My prayer life? My hope? Then, what stone is still in place? Is there something I will not surrender? Something I believe is beyond God's reach? And of course, do I believe his voice still calls my name? Because this story is not only about Lazarus, it's about you, it's about me. The one who wept at the tomb will soon walk towards his own. And from his cross and empty grave, he will speak to the whole world. Come out. Come out of sin. Come out of fear. Come out of despair. Come into life. Today we meet a Savior who does two things. He weeps with us. And he calls us to rise. If you are grieving, he is near. If you feel forgotten, he sees you. If something in your life feels buried, he is already standing at the tomb. And he is not afraid of what is inside, because the one who wept is the one who conquers death. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you stood before the tomb and called forth life. Stand now before the places in us that feel closed, buried, or without hope. Give us the courage to roll away the stones, the faith, to trust your voice, and the freedom to walk in the life you give. Unbind us from whatever holds us back, and lead us step by step from death into life, for you live and reign forever and ever. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we take a look at the scripture that we shared at the Eucharist, break it open, and apply it to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.